I'm Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World. It still does not feel as if enough time has passed to make this just another September day. I still wake up, as I have every September 11th since, and look at the sky to see if it comes close to that brilliant blue on that morning. But what is different about this 9/11 anniversary is that the United States has committed to a new war. Just last night, in fact, President Obama outlined his plans to degrade and destroy the militants who call themselves the Islamic State. Obama made clear that means attacking them with airstrikes in Syria as well as in Iraq. Janine DiGiovanni is Middle East editor at Newsweek. I mean, the mention of Syria, Janine, came almost as a footnote to his statement that airstrikes will continue, but can everything he outlined be done and in a neat fashion without boots on the ground?
Well, I think what he said was pretty much what we expected he would say. He's broadening the operation beyond Iraq, but it will need to be followed by ground troops for it to be effective. In most cases with airstrikes, with strategic airstrikes like this, you do need to follow it up with some ground troops.
So I think the challenges for the strategy are pretty clear in Iraq, but the challenges in Syria seem much larger. I mean, Obama seems to be putting his faith in the Free Syrian Army, but how can they help? I mean, do we even know who they are anymore?
Well, this is the real, real difficult question. I mean, there is a theory going around that in many ways this ISIS crisis has, you know, with every crisis you have, there's always an opportunity. And in many ways, look at it this way. The West is getting an opportunity to soften up Iran. Maliki has been removed with the help of Iran, and Assad is probably going to be given a choice of, you know, this is now, you've got to move closer to the negotiating table. The only problem with that is that with Assad, they don't want to, nor are they ready to negotiate. And on the other side, you have, what other side? Who are the Syrian opposition now? Where are they? I, as a reporter that follows this, I have an incredibly difficult time trying to track these guys. Where are they? So we have two sides, one side that doesn't want to sit down to the table and another side that doesn't exist. So this is really the dilemma that Obama's doctrine is going to have now in Syria.
Janine, finally, we spoke with you the day the news came out that Stephen Sotloff had been murdered by ISIS. I mean, that act, many believe, led to Obama's speech last night. You were a friend and colleague of Stephen's. What is your personal reaction to the president's speech, committing the U.S. to war with ISIS?
I find it very ironic that, you know, two freelance journalists who worked so hard would probably find it extraordinary if they are watching this or seeing this in some way that their names are being mentioned by the president's speech and that a doctrine is basically being set out following their murders. But on the other hand, it makes me slightly angry to think that it had to get to this stage, that they've been allowed to get to this kind of level before the world's attention is taking notice of this. To me, this seems awfully late. As far as 2 years ago, as journalists on the ground, we were hearing about ISIS. We were hearing about these guys. I find it very hard to believe that security officials in America didn't pay more attention to it and let it get to the stage where they beheaded two young, talented American journalists.
Are you worried that more airstrikes are going to cause more killings of captured Americans and Britons? And we're not even talking about those 49 Turks who are being held.
I don't know. On the other hand, in Bosnia, airstrikes were very welcome because it was what was needed, strategic airstrikes, to break down the Serbs' resistance. So there's always a price to be paid for airstrikes. And, of course, the other thing is the collateral damage on the ground of getting it wrong, hitting civilians. But I think that the time has come. What other choice do we have right now?
Janine DiGiovanni, Middle East editor at Newsweek and author of Ghosts by Daylight, a memoir of war and love. Thank you.
Thank you very much.